This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The jury now has the Boulder King Super shooting case in its hands. They were just dismissed for the evening around 30 minutes ago with no verdict reached. Closing arguments this morning focused on the alleged shooter's state of mind on that day in 2021. Boulder Assistant DA Ken Kuffner noted how the attack ended after the alleged gunman was shot in the leg.
He understood his behavior was illegal. He understood it wasn't good behavior to engage in. But the fact that he stripped down gives you insight into what was going on in his head. Changed his mind, suddenly he wanted to live.
The suspect has pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity. Colorado's first fall weekend could be cool and soggy with snow in the mountains. CPR's Joe Wirtz reports.
A low-pressure storm system packing moisture from the Gulf of California is developing over the southwestern desert. That storm is tracking towards Colorado and could lift when it approaches the mountains. That could drop heavy rain across the Interstate 25 corridor on Saturday and Sunday, and snow in parts of the high country. The National Weather Service says there's a lot of uncertainty with the storm. That could mean the difference between drought relief and flash flooding on wildfire burn scars. Joe Wirtz, CPR News.
RTD's chief of police is no longer with the transit agency. Joel Fitzgerald has been on leave and under investigation since July. RTD hasn't said why, and it's unclear if Fitzgerald resigned or was fired. RTD says it will announce an interim leader for its police force soon. Stay with us. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.